Donald Trump's campaign creates Valentine's Day cards mocking 2020 Democrats. By Kyle Morris on February 14, 2020. Trump War Room, a Twitter account managed by President Donald Trump's campaign, has taken aim at Democrat presidential hopefuls with the release of a series of Valentine's Day cards that mock certain campaign flaws and mishaps. Those targeted by the Trump campaign include former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. "Send your loved ones a Valentine from Team Trump," the campaign wrote in a tweet, featuring your favorite soon-to-be ex-presidential candidates. Warren, who has consistently dodged the question of whether taxes for the middle class would increase under her leadership and Medicare for All, was targeted on that issue by Trump's campaign. "Roses are red, my selfies are fake, when I raise taxes it's your money I'll take," the card read. Last September, Warren refused to say if Medicare for All would result in higher taxes for middle-class families and dodged the question, only to claim people care more about overall costs. Trump's campaign also went after Biden, who has recently seen a drop in poll numbers. The card reads, "I'm falling for you faster than my sinking poll numbers." Several recent polls, including this morning Consult poll, show Biden trailing Sanders. A Florida poll released Friday also showed Bloomberg leading Biden in the state with 27% support, while Biden received 26% support. In addition to his drop in the polls, Biden elected to skip his New Hampshire victory party earlier this week and instead traveled to South Carolina. Biden garnered only 8% of the vote in New Hampshire and finished in fifth place. Buttigieg was targeted by the Trump campaign for the fundraiser he attended in a wine cave. "The only thing worth more than your love is the money I raised in my wine cave," the card read. Breitbart News's Charlie Spiring reported that photos from the event hosted at the Hall Rutherford Winery emerged on social media as the South Bend mayor addressed owners in the elaborate wine cave underneath a chandelier containing 1,500 Swarovski crystals. Last February, reports surfaced that Klobuchar ate salad with a fork and made her staff clean it afterward. According to the New York Times, one of Klobuchar's aides misplaced the fork meant to be used for eating the salad, leaving Klobuchar to find a solution. Taking aim at her on that issue for the Valentine's card, Trump's campaign wrote, "Will you be the comb to my salad?" Bloomberg, who has been targeted by President Trump as a 5'4" mass of dead energy, has often required the use of boxes while speaking to supporters at campaign events. The Trump campaign card, featuring an image of Bloomberg standing on a box behind a podium, stated, "Like the box behind my podium, your love lifts me to new heights." Sanders, a self-described Democratic socialist, expressed his frustration with President Trump earlier this month after he did not mention climate change during his State of the Union address. "In the year 2020, how can a president of the United States give a State of the Union speech and not mention climate change?" Sanders asked following the address. Sanders, however, spent $1.2 million on private air travel in the final quarter of 2019. As reported by Breitbart News's Hannah Blow, Sanders is a huge proponent of the Green New Deal and has proposed a massive $16 trillion plan as a hallmark of his presidential platform, describing climate change as the single greatest challenge facing our country. The Trump campaign took a shot at Sanders on his use of a private jet and wrote, "My love for you burns hotter than the fossil fuel in my private jet." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.